Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. Yes, we are under an open heaven. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We always like to start out by thanking you for coming to be with us because we realize there's so much more that you could be doing, but you have elected to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. And for that, people of God, as always, we want to thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for taking out the time to come and be with us. We do count it an honor, amen, that you have elected to share your time with us in the presence of the Lord. Again, we just want to thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. As you are coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. Invite someone to come and be with you tonight, people of God. Invite, invite, invite. Listen, we are not marketing, people of God, but listen, we believe in what we're doing. We believe in what we're doing for the kingdom. And because we believe, people of God, we are compelled. We are compelled to invite someone else to come and be a part and come and hear what thus saith the Lord. Listen, people of God, we're all on this journey. Glory to God, we're all on this journey, people of God, and we just want to help make the load a little bit lighter. If we can just make the load a little bit lighter for you, amen, that's what we want to do. Amen, it's nothing like hearing the right word at the right time. It's nothing like having those aha moments. It's nothing like having those light bulb moments when the Lord just breathes upon us, people of God, and listen, we get answers, we get directions, we get what we need, we get lifting, we get blessings, we get miracles, people of God, and we are here under this open heaven, keeping the portal open. Amen. Glory to God, because we know that the presence of the Lord is here. Does that mean that we're without, amen, Jesus, things happening in our lives, situations, troubles? No, 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 no. But it does say to us that the Lord delivers us from them all. So no matter what befaces us, people of God, we have hope in Jesus Christ and that he will deliver and that he does deliver. He is delivering us Amen, Jesus. He's making us in the process. It's a process, Lord God. But in that, amen, our faith is built. Amen. Our most holy faith is built on Jesus Christ. Amen. His power, his lordship, his king. Amen, Jesus. He's king. And so we bless the Lord. We thank God for that on tonight. While you are coming, people God, while you are coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight as well. While you're doing that, while you, listen, jumping on those text messages, letting somebody know, jumping out on that social media, letting somebody know to come and be with us. Listen, people of God, we are in our 40 days of prayer. We are in our 40 days of prayer. And people of God, this is night number 8. This is night number 8. Amen. We're just grateful to the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We are praying. We are praying right along with, amen, our All Saints for today, fast of intercession. And it is that fast where we are, people of God, praying for others, not for ourselves, but we are praying focused prayers. We're praying focused prayers. We have a prayer point each and every night. And people of God, we are praying according to the word of God, that the Lord would deliver us, amen, that he would strengthen us, that he would make us whole, set us free and make us whole. Yes, that we can be kingdom expressions in the earth, that God can get the glory out of our lives. Amen. Glory to God tonight, people of God. Amen. We want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us in the prayer. We just praying, people of God, for 40 days. We are praying straight for 40 days. Straight for 40 days. Amen. It is quite different from the platform that we normally have. Amen, Jesus. But this is all by God's divine design. Amen. So we don't have any problem with it. Amen. Glory to God. Last night the prayer was to be spirit-led, and that's what we're endeavoring to do. Amen. To follow, amen, whatever the Lord is leading us. Amen. And this is his leading. This is his guiding. Amen. And here we are praying, amen, along with our All Saints for today, fast of intercession. Amen. We're praying, amen, again for 40 days. And those who so desire, amen, Jesus, you can turn your plates down. Amen. Since we started our fast, people of God, no red meats, no red meats. Amen. Only seafoods. Only seafoods, only fish with our meals. Glory be to God, amen. And a lot of people say, this is the consecration, amen. The Lord got this thing all set, amen. So at the end of the 40 days, amen, Jesus, you have a tendency to look at this and say, oh, I can do it, I can do it, yes. But it's something else when you're talking about breaking the will of your flesh. It's something else, amen, when you start depriving yourself of those things that you normally eat, amen, from day to day, from week to week, month to month, amen. But when you begin to just cut those things out, people of God, amen, it is a time of cleansing. It's a time of purging our natural bodies, amen, but more so our spirit, man, getting the toxins out, amen, as we're praying and laboring in prayer, amen, that the will of the Lord would be done. People of God, listen, while you are, amen, Jesus, here in our intro, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to be with us. We just want to thank God for the several of you that are joining us via Facebook, via our Prayer News Network PNN Facebook page. Those of you that are joining us on tonight via our ReArt Prayer Group 52. And those of you that are listening by radio, we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming to be with us. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. May God bless you on tonight. We appreciate you so much. Amen. And then those of you that are tapping in via the web, we thank God for you. We thank God for you, people of God. We thank God for all of our listeners. We're now reaching into over 100 countries, over 100 countries, people of God. And truly, this is the Lord's doing, again, all by his divine design. So while you are listening, I hope you'll go ahead and texting people to come and be with us. And tonight, we just want to honor our leaders, amen. Just want to give God thanks and praise for our leaders, first and foremost, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanking God for him. Glory to God, for he's the head of this line. And we just bless God for him, people of God. We bless God for him, amen, for leading us, guiding us, for entrusting us, amen, with his work, amen. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise, amen. I want to thank God for, amen, our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. I thank God for him, amen, for his life, his legacy. We give God thanks. We give God praise for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Amen. Thanking God for her. Glory be to God. Just giving God thanks, giving God praise for the woman of God, for the first family. Thanking God tonight for our spiritual leader on tonight, none other than the Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Glory to God. Amen. The woman of God that stands by his side. Amen. Elect Lady Rachel. We thank God tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. Glory to God. And thanking God for the elect lady that stands by his side, Minister Doris Tina. We thank God on to, he's also my pastor. Amen. He's our presiding bishop as well. He's my pastor. Thanking God tonight, people of God, for our PNN advisory board. Amen. Thanking God for each and every one of them. Thanking the Lord tonight for our prayer warriors. Glory to God. Thanking God tonight for our scripture reader. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Amen. We just bless the Lord for them on tonight. People of God, listen. We thank God for you. We do. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Thank you again for your coming. Amen. We just bless God for you on tonight. Amen. Truly, God is good to us. Truly, the Lord is good to us. And people of God, we give God the praise. We give him the praise. We give him the thanks. We give him the glory. Amen. Glory be to God. So, people of God, I'm going to ask you again, go ahead and invite, amen, Jesus, go ahead and invite someone to come and be with us on tonight. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We know they'll be blessed. Amen. We just know they will be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So go ahead and invite. Go ahead and invite. Go ahead and invite. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Get ready on tonight. People of God, get ready on tonight. Amen. Get ready on tonight because God is, amen, going to bless us. Amen. We are ready. Amen. We pray that you came ready. Amen. Touching and agreeing. Touching and agreeing in prayer. We pray that you were able to look over your scriptures and pray. Amen. In the scriptures during the day. Amen, Jesus, as now we come together collectively to touch and agree. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we are, amen, as I said, our format changes. Our format changes a little bit for this prayer. Amen, Jesus. So tonight, we are going to give our scripture reading on tonight as you bring your hearts and your minds in, people of God, and then we are going to release the line to our prayer warrior on tonight. Our prayer warrior is no stranger. Amen. She has a longstanding commitment with the Prayer News Network for Sunday and Monday nights. People of God, she comes in the person of Prophetess Sharon Duncombe, coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. Now abiding in Banks, Alabama, attending the Jerusalem Temple Evangelist Pentecostal Church. Amen. That's our headquarters church, and we thank God, amen, for her. Amen. So our scripture reading, people of God, our scripture reading on tonight will be coming from, our scripture reading for tonight will be coming from 2 Corinthians, coming from 2 Corinthians, amen, Jesus, the 10th chapter, 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, amen, if you have your Bible. Amen. We want you to go with us. Amen. Coming from verse number 3, amen, down to verse number 8. Amen. From verse 3 to 8. And the scripture reads, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ's, even so are we Christ's. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. Amen. That is 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 3 through 8, people of God. And again, our prayer point tonight is going to be coming from, glory be to God, amen, day number 8, our prayer point tonight, deliver from evil. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, receive our prayer warrior tonight, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Bless God tonight. We bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. We thank him once again for the opportunity to come before him. Hallelujah. Tonight, we don't deserve to be here. We don't deserve anything. God don't owe us anything. But he has been so good to us that he gives us another chance to come before his presence again tonight. Bless his name. And those of you who have heard the past and the scriptures, I will read the scripture before I go into prayer. And it comes from the first one comes from Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. And it says, first of all, we give you respect to Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, the head of all of our lives. And I'm in agreement with the protocol that has already been established tonight, bless his name. And I do give respect to my pastors, the pastor Jason Temple, Pastor Lindsay, the evangelist Bradley, our prayer warriors, and our advisors tonight. We do give honor and thanks for every one of you, wherever you're listening in from tonight, and however you're listening to this prayer tonight. I thank God for you tonight. I thank God for his divine. Hallelujah. Yes, God is divine presence. You glory to God. Hallelujah. God, I really share the devil has fire. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, glory to Jesus. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your divine presence tonight. That you be the host of us tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you tonight and give you the glory, God. I worship you tonight. I bless you on tonight, having this opportunity, God, and to be chosen by you for this time and this season. Hallelujah. To do a work in the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. And so I do magnify and glorify God because he alone is worthy tonight. He alone is worthy. He is worthy on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, you're worthy, oh God. He's worthy. You're worthy, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You're worthy, oh Lord, to be praised. God, you're worthy. You're worthy, oh Jesus. We bless your name tonight, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus, we worship you. Wherever you are tonight, just worship him tonight. Wherever you are tonight, in your car, in your room, on your job, hallelujah, walking, talking, laying down, oh, worship God tonight. We give you glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord, tonight for your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Release your presence. Release your power. Release an anointing, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We lift you up. Oh, glory to God. I just have to worship you, God. Oh, I worship you. Hallelujah. You are King of Kings and Hamashekendo Robotaya. Oh, glory to God. You are Lord of Lords on tonight. I, God, got to take a moment just to worship you and to give you the glory that you deserve. God, I need to take a moment to tell you thank you for seeing another day gone into eternity. God, the evening and the morning were the first day. This is the beginning of a brand new day at sunset, so we made it into another day according to your word. Oh, we praise you and we bless you, God. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. And the scripture says, Matthew chapter 6 and 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah, Jesus. The power and the glory, God, belong to you forever and ever. Hallelujah, God. The power and the glory belong to you forever and forever tonight in the name of Jesus. As we sanctify this line, God, tonight, that you, God, would rest upon each and every phone tonight and come up against every interference and every interruption, hallelujah, that is operating in the atmosphere, hallelujah, against your work tonight in the name of Jesus. We dismantle and neutralize every opposition on an assignment because we're dealing with evil tonight. And so we cancel every evil tonight. Hallelujah, that is on an assignment from the marine kingdom. We command you to loose your hold tonight. Because we will be led out of temptation tonight. We will be delivered tonight in the name of Jesus. For the kingdom and the power and the glory belong. Hallelujah, Jesus. Psalms chapter 32, 6 through 7 says, for this shall everyone that is godly, you got to be godly. The Bible says, to everyone that is godly, pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. And so God is speaking to those of us who are godly tonight. He said, it's time to pray unto him in a time when he may be found. God can be found right now. For the time is coming when many will want to find you, Jesus, and you will not be found. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said, surely in the flood of great water, they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Serve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. And we are dealing with deliverance tonight. And the Bible says, thou shalt surely preserve us from trouble and shall compass, surround us about with songs of deliverance. Luke chapter 4 and 18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time for the poor to hear the gospel. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind and liberty them that are bruised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Many people are bruised and battered tonight in the body of Christ and in the world. But God said tonight, hallelujah, as we pray tonight that he is recovering the sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Luke chapter 1, starting from 66 on to 75, it says tonight, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn, which means authority, which means leadership, of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies, hallelujah, tonight, and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy, fathers, and to redeem his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant us tonight, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Hallelujah. In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And now, Father, we give you thanks for your word tonight. We thank you, God, that we apply this word over our lives tonight because you will deliver us from evil on this night. Hallelujah. God, release the spirit of deliverance over this line tonight. Release the spirit of freedom to bring deliverance over this line tonight. Release the power of the Holy Ghost to bring deliverance over this line tonight. Where there is bondage, bring deliverance over this line tonight. Hallelujah. God, send your power and your presence, spirit of retaliation on this night. We come up against every regional demonic assignment. Hallelujah. Sent to distract and disrupt this prayer on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to praise and glorify your name. Eternal hallelujah, tonight and everlasting God. You are holy. Holy is your name, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bow before you, our great God and glorious King, the King of all kings tonight. And you are the hallelujah on tonight, Lord God Almighty. You are hallelujah, Jesus. You're hallelujah, mighty God. Glory to God. Glory, Jesus. You're worthy tonight. You're hallelujah, mighty God, tonight. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the Lord of lords tonight. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. He that was and is to come. Lord God Almighty, you are Elohim. You are El Shaddai. Adonai, the many-breasted one. You are he that is and was and is to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. On tonight, you are the air that we breathe. Glory to God. You are the oxygen that runs through our lungs to keep us breathing upon the face of the earth. You are the blood that flows through every artery and every vein in our body because we have nothing without you. You are the bishop and the redeemer of souls. We give you all the glory tonight. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is nothing, hallelujah, in this hour to be compared to you in this world tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come together tonight to bless you during these times of fasting, God, and prayer. We declare ourselves and our bodies to you as living sacrifice. We give it to you during these times of fasting, God, and prayer, which is holy and acceptable. Let us be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord God, which is our reasonable servant. Take control tonight. Release your anointing, power, and presence, God, once again, in the name of Jesus, right now, as we come together to lift you up in prayer, as we come together to stand in agreement of prayer, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that your ear attend unto the prayer of the righteous. God, you're bowing down your ear to hear this prayer tonight. We believe by faith, God, as this prayer goes forth, that you are releasing, God, your anointing over this line right now to bring deliverance from every evil that has been sent out against your people in this last hour. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, release the latter glory and the latter reign over our lives right now. In hallelujah, tonight, God. We serve you with gladness on tonight. We come before your presence with singing. I don't know about you, but I feel like singing and praising the name of Jesus on tonight because he's been faithful that we are still in the land of the living. We are able to come back on this line again to give God praise and to thank him tonight, hallelujah, through prayer for what he is doing and how he is going to deliver us on tonight. Know ye not, it's God saying, know ye not that he is God on tonight. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He said, enter his gates. But we're entering tonight this prayer line with thanksgiving in our hearts. And we're entering this prayer line with praise on tonight. He said, be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. We bless your holy name on this night, mighty God. Hallelujah, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and your truth endureth to all generation. God, we praise you tonight. We thank you for being in the midst of us by your spirit. We thank you, God, for moving by your spirit. It is not by power, neither is it by might, God, but by your spirit will you move upon us tonight. In the name of Jesus, release an anointing that will make this prayer easy to go through. In the name of Jesus, touch the ears of the hearers on tonight. Touch every spirit that we will be free to receive, oh God, this prayer on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we gather tonight to make a joyful noise unto you in prayer on tonight. We come together to lift you up and praise you on this night. You are worthy tonight. Hallelujah, mighty God. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Your compassion fails not. Your grace is sufficient. Your endurance forever. We know tonight that you are our God. It is you that have made us and not we ourselves. And we come tonight, God, nothing in our hands to give you tonight, but simply to the cross of Jesus Christ. We are clinging and holding on to tonight. We are your people and the sheep of your pastures. On this night, God, we come to this platform, hallelujah, my shandor of a host, tonight from every nation, every city, every state, every island, wherever we're from, God, every remote area that we have never probably heard about, but we've come gathered in your name to worship you tonight from every race and every nationality. Glory to hallelujah tonight to give you praise. We are grateful and thankful tonight. So we bless your holy name, for you are good beyond God's words on tonight, and your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endures to all generation. In the name of Jesus, we come, God, tonight to praise you. Come, we come. We come with a grateful heart, oh God, with a thankful heart, oh God, with an attitude of gratitude on this night. We praise you for your doing what you're doing right now, God, as we come together in your name. We thank you for the changes that are taking place, hallelujah, in our lives during these times of fasting and prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that our bodies are coming into alignment with your word because you want us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls, though you gave our apostle, God, an assignment to give us to fast and pray, God, and eat right. Glory to God. Let us walk in obedience, God, to the fast. In doing so, God, you will surely bless us because obedience always brings us blessings. In the name of Jesus, I declare tonight that it is happening right now, that we are being made whole right now, that we are prospering right now in the name of Jesus. All things are working together for our good because we love you and we are called according to your purpose. Hallelujah, Jesus, for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare tonight that we are walking in purpose and walking in authority, walking into destiny because we love you on tonight. We praise you tonight for your excellence. Greatness. We praise you tonight because you are God. We lift our voice to give you glory. I know you. I cannot hear you. We cannot hear each other, but somebody lift your voice and give God glory and honor and praise for tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You said in your word, let every everything that had breath began to praise you. Let everything that had breath give you glory. So we praise you tonight. We praise you and we lift you high. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, if you be lifted up from this earth, oh God, you will draw all men unto you. And you're talking about this earthen vessel, this body that we live in. If you be lifted up from our body, if you be lifted up in the way we pray, the way we live, the way we worship, the way we praise, you will draw men to you. You will get the glory, God, because, oh God, we put you first because of the way we live and the way we love each other. In the name of Jesus, you, hallelujah, God, are in control on tonight. Everything and everyone, God is saying tonight, and have breath. Give him praise tonight. Hallelujah, God, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. Praise him, people of God. Whether you are in your bedroom, praise him. You may be in your bathroom, praise him. You may be driving along the highway, praise him tonight. You may be sitting down in your front room, relaxing. Give him glory tonight. Hallelujah, God, we praise you all tonight. On this line, we come together, God, to give you thanks for delivering us from every appearance of evil. Deliver us from every evil that is upon, hallelujah, the face of the earth tonight. Hallelujah, God, the kingdom and the power and the glory belong to you. So because you got the power, the glory, and the kingdom, you are able to bring deliverance, oh God, to us tonight. We, God, belong to you, God. All of the power belongs to you, God. All of the glory belongs to you. We refuse to take the glory from you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We neutralize and bind the strong man tonight that has been sent against us to do evil against us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ tonight. We thank you tonight, God, as we come together, we shut down the second and the first heaven where Satan is operating from, Satan against the body of Christ. We break their rights and we break their legal rights that was given access to this atmosphere right now, and we sever them and divide them from one another, God, where they gather to send out the demons and doctrines of devil in this last hour. We send civil war into the enemy's camp tonight. We send confusion and derision into the enemy's camp where they're assembling tonight. In the name of Jesus, we shut down every activity that is not of you. In the name of Jesus, on tonight, as we come together to deal with evil, shut it down tonight. Shut it down every plot, every plan, every assignment, every protocol. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus against evil that has been sent against us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We invite the Holy Ghost to fill this line tonight. We invite your divine presence, oh God, to fill this line like never before in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah tonight as we bind the strong man that has been sent against us to do evil. I bind the works of the devil and bring it to naught. We bring it to nothing tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you tonight to move on behalf of this prayer, God, to move on behalf of your people. We thank you tonight that in this atmosphere, your spirit is moving. Oh, God, against the demonic forces that are operating in this atmosphere, is operating through the stratosphere and the hemisphere, God, and the constellations and galaxies and in the heavens and in the earth. We come against you tonight with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, on tonight. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are dealing with evil that has risen up against us in this last hour. You said in your word, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The earth was corrupt and full of violence, and evil was upon the face of the earth. And God, as we look around, it's worse now than then. Move according to your word to eradicate evil from the body of Christ and all of our lives. In the name of Jesus, you told Noah to prepare a boat, hallelujah, to have a place of refuge for him and his family to be saved, because you are lives, put away evil from our ways of doing things in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Hallelujah, God, we praise you, God, that you are moving right now. Hallelujah, God, as we come to petition you before your throne of mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, tonight we declare that you are delivering us from every evil that's been sent against us through the realm of the Spirit. You said, God, in Psalm chapter 32, 6 through 7, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto you, hallelujah, God, in a time when thou mayest be found. And so we come praying unto you tonight, mighty God, hallelujah, Jesus, as God-fearing people, we come before you because we fear your great name. Hallelujah, God. We are your chosen people, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. And we come tonight because you told us in your word, come to you in a time when you may be found and be accepted by us. In the name, in your word, seek you while you may be found and call upon you while you are near, because the evil days are upon us, O God. Everywhere we look, it is evil. Hallelujah, Lord God, in every nation, we see corruption and evil in the land. You said, surely in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto us. I declare tonight that we may go to the water, but we may not go under the water. God will not allow the water to overflow us and drown us in the name of Jesus. We declare tonight the blood of Jesus over ourselves tonight. We are covered in the blood of Jesus from the hand of Oshanda of a Hosea. Hallelujah. The Boshekenda of a Hosea. Hallelujah. Tonight, God, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. As we call on the name of the Lord Jesus, you are saving us from every evil. You are delivering us from every evil, because there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to protect and keep us. There is power in the blood of Jesus to bring deliverance, God. The blood of the Lamb that was over the doorpost, oh, God, of the children of Israel, brought them their deliverance. And so your power is more powerful. Your blood is more powerful than the blood of lambs and bulls and goats, because you're by God tonight. Your blood brought us salvation. The blood of bulls and goats and rams could not bring salvation. If you got to come down and wrap yourself in flesh to deliver us, oh God, from evil, it took you, God, to get down in human flesh. Have God to die on the cross, to be beaten all night long in the name of Jesus, to wear a crown of thorns on your brow, to have nails in your hands and feet, to deliver us from evil. You went down in hell and took the keys of authority to deliver us from evil, to deliver the church from evil. No weapon formed against us, your people tonight, shall prosper. And every demonic tongue that is rising up against us in judgment, rising against our destinies, every evil tongue that is rising against our future, our joy, our peace, every demonic tongue that is rising up against us in judgment over our children and grandchildren, against our wills and our lives, we put it down and we render it powerless right now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic tongue that is risen against our marriages, our homes, our families, our ministries, our workplaces, our businesses, our relationships, it shall not prosper. No weapon formed against the promises of God in our lives shall prosper in this last hour. I declare tonight, 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 not tomorrow, God, but tonight, that every prophetic word that has been spoken over our lives shall manifest in this hour. Every declaration that was released over our lives and on this line shall come to pass in this time, in this season, and in this year. In the name of Jesus, no devil in hell, no demonic force or assignment, no strategy or agent of Satan shall stop the move of God in our lives from coming to pass in this hour, because we are being delivered from the very presence of evil. No, stop the move of God in our lives from coming to pass. No weapon formed against the church of all Almighty God, prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Every weapon that is formed, that is evil and sent against us, we cancel it tonight by the power that is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah, God. We cancel it and send it back tonight. We destroy it, God, and we demolish it tonight in the name of Jesus. This is the time of deliverance. You are delivering us from every appearance of evil right now, God, as we come to pray. We've got the victory in the name of Jesus. We've got the victory in the name of Jesus on tonight. We are victorious, oh God, overcomers. We've got the power in the name of Jesus to, my God, destroy every yoke and to set the captive free. We use the power that is in the name of Jesus to pull down, to destroy, dismantle, cast down, beat down, and neutralize every evil arrow of affliction and infirmities that is sent against our lives, our health, our minds, our bodies tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, no weapon formed against the body of Christ shall prosper. No weapon formed against this Joshua generation that is called by God prosper. No weapon formed against the leaders that God has ordained and is raising up to make a difference prosper. I pray for leaders tonight that they will be led by the Spirit of Almighty God, that they will walk in the Spirit, that they will walk in the love of God, that they will operate in the mind of Jesus Christ to bring deliverance. Hallelujah. Dying world, thank you, Jesus, for raising up leaders that will be sensitive to your voice, that you will anoint them in this last hour to stand strong against every evil that is being let out in the body of Christ and in the earth that has infiltrated the body of Christ. Hallelujah, God, anoint them to bring deliverance, oh God, to your body in this last hour until we come into the full measure of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. I declare tonight that godly leaders are coming forth, righteous leaders are coming forth like an army to bring forth revivals and deliverance, glory to God, on tonight, and healings will take place. Hallelujah, God. Leaders that are anointed to set the captive free, that signs and wonder will follow those who believe in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight that you are delivering leaders that are bound from every evil demonic forces and assignment over their lives, over their ministries, over, my God, the churches that you assign them to. In the name of Jesus, every demonic force that has them restricted and tied down spiritually, we command them to be loose tonight. We command you to be loose tonight. We command every lack in your church to be loose tonight. No weapon formed against leaders that are struggling with ministries tonight prosper. We destroy and neutralize every denarco shaman, yes, God. Every yoda bohosha, yes, God. Every laya bogo shanda bahaya, yes, God. Every demonic power that is sent against ministries and leadership in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because we need leaders, oh God, for the body of Christ. Oh God, we need those that would, God, submit to your will. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this is a time that you're raising up the body of Christ. You're raising up leaders with the anointing of Joshua and Moses, Elijah and Elisha. You're raising up leaders and men and women of God with fire in their hands and fire in their feet and fire in their mouth to destroy every work of darkness, oh God, on tonight, to destroy every evil design and agendas and program. You're raising them up to destroy every evil force that is sent against your people, that is sent against the church. I declare tonight, hallelujah, that leaders are coming forward with that ancient anointing, that old anointing, like the prophets and the apostles of old, to destroy evil and to eradicate evil from the lives of God's people. With boldness, they are coming forth. With authority, they are coming forth. Leaders that are walking in the gifts and callings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Leaders with the fire of God in their hands, in their mouth, in their feet, in the name of Jesus. Leaders that have the word of God in their bellies and in their mouth, in the name of Jesus. Leaders with a Joshua mentality to go in the enemy's camp and take the land, that stand up and fight for the welfare of God's people. Leaders that is ready to lead your people to the promised land in the name of Jesus. shall come and it shall come to pass as you will surround us with songs of deliverance. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight for delivering us from every evil that is sin, that is sent to destroy our lives, to destroy our happiness, destroy our peace of mind. Every evil that is sent to destroy, God, our bodies and our children, we come up against it right now in the name of Jesus. Every evil that is sent to trouble us this right now, we neutralize the powers of the enemy tonight. We thank you tonight that any demonic force that is released to trouble our minds, trouble our spirits, trouble our souls, our bodies, our lives, any demonic force sent to trouble our children and grandchildren, any demonic force on assignment that is sent to destroy our marriages, our homes, our families, ministries, our neighborhoods, our schools, our love for one another, is disqualified tonight. I dismiss it tonight. I destroy it by the power that is in the name of the Lord Jesus and the blood of Jesus. We are more than conquerors tonight, Lord God, through you, Jesus Christ, who gave us the strength. Hallelujah. On tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are majestic overcomers. We are true prevailers tonight. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We shall testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When you deliver us, God, we shall testify and let the whole world know that Jesus is our deliverer. Jesus is our deliverer. We will cry out unto you that you are our deliverer. We are, my God, are depending on you. Everything the devil meant for bad, you are turning it around for our good tonight. Right now, tonight. Not tomorrow, but tonight, right now, God. You're turning it upside down in our favor tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for delivering us from the spirit of death, hell, and the grave. We shall live and not die. We shall live to declare the works of the Almighty God. We thank you tonight for delivering us from every mind battle, from every arrow of affliction in the name of Jesus. We know tonight that the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. You came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. My God, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare tonight deliverance over our lives tonight from every appearance of evil. Thank you tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for delivering us from poverty and from lack, from repossessions and foreclosures, from losing our properties, from losing our bank accounts. We thank you for restoring, oh God, our souls and making us whole. Restore our love for you. Restore our bank accounts. Restore our minds. Make us whole, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering us from frustrations and failures and roadblocks and setbacks that were sent against us from the pit of hell. We send it back in the mighty name of Jesus as we take authority over this atmosphere right now. Somebody take authority over your atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Take authority over every sickness and disease that is rocking your body. Take authority over pain you may feel right now. So I declare deliverance. I declare healing. I declare breakthrough. I declare your power to be released tonight to bring divine healing, intervene, and interrupt every appearance of evil, sicknesses, and disease. Let lightning down your right hand, and God smite the enemy on the cheekbone. Release your sword out of his sheath. Release your sword against the land, against every demonic plot and plan, against every demonic assignment. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, thank you for delivering us from disappointment and depression and oppression tonight. Deliver us, God, from confusion and fightings and murmurings and complaining. Deliver us, God, from fear, doubt, and unbelief. Deliver us from lack of faith, lack of trust, lack of loving each other the way you desire us to love each other. Thank you for delivering us from worry and stress and anxiety and bitterness. and every evil vision. We declare we shall have sweet dreams and sweet sleep, and our visions shall be clear. We shall dream heavenly visions in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight that you pour your spirit upon all flesh, upon our sons and daughters, and they shall prophesy, have visions, and all men shall see dreams in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, hallelujah, for delivering us from every snare and trap and stronghold, every demonic assignment. Thank you for delivering us from every evil curse and incantations and charms and enchantments, demonic and doctrines of devils, demonic doctrines of devils, demonic, oh God, shrines and demonic altars, demonic, my God, incantation. We are delivered tonight. Thank you, Father, for delivering us from every satanic and occultic power that is released in the earth. Hallelujah, God. Human traffickers are released in the earth. Selling of young children, raping of young children, beheading of people. Evil is in the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for delivering us tonight, Lord Jesus, from every disobedience and rebellious spirit on tonight. Thank you for delivering us from and keeping us and our children from the spirit of bloodshed and violence and suicide and murder and mass shooting. Thank you for keeping us and delivering us and our children from accidents and incidents, from having strokes and heart attacks and mental illness, from Alzheimer's and dementia, insanity. We cancel it. We destroy it. We uproot it right now. Anybody struggling with Alzheimer's and dementia, hallelujah, God, insanity, we cancel you now. We dismiss your plans tonight. Thank you for delivering us from keeping us and keeping us safe from being handicapped and crippled in wheelchairs, laying down on the bed of affliction. We thank you tonight. Thank you, mighty God, for delivering us and keeping us safe from COVID-19. Hallelujah, from this Omicron. We thank you tonight. Many died from it. Many are recovering from it. Some have recovered already. Oh, God, but you have kept us. It was not the doctors. It was not the medication. It was you, God, that kept us. It is you that is keeping us. It isn't the mask. It is you, God. Hallelujah, God, because you can keep us without the mask, because you are that powerful and you are that great. Many had been afflicted, but you delivered them out of it all from this virus that is in the atmosphere. Thank you for delivering and keeping us and our children and family safe from drug addiction and alcoholism, gangs and violence and pornography and masturbations. Hallelujah, God, perverted spirits from lesbianism and homosexuality, from being raped, from rapists and pedophiles tonight. In the name of Jesus, evil work and darkness that is in the school system, that is in the earth realm, that is in the neighborhood. Thank you, Lord God, Father Jesus, for delivering us from every demonic operating, from the marine kingdom tonight, from the underworld and the dark world that operates, God, through the stars, the moon, and the sun, and the constellations. We thank you, Lord God, that hallelujah tonight for delivering us, oh God, and covering us with your shed blood and keeping us safe from every satanic mirror and every satanic altar with our names on it tonight. We take our names back. We take our image back from their mirrors in the name of Jesus. Blind their eyes tonight. Deafen their ears tonight and cause their tongues cleave to the roof of their mouth, that they will not send out any attacks against us, any assignment against us. As your people, we thank you for keeping us safe. We thank you, God, for watching over us through the night watch. In the middle of the night, it is you that is keeping us and keeping our children from being attacked at night, from astral jets. We are delivered tonight. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, as they send out curses. We block it with the blood of Jesus. As they send out incantations, we block it with the blood of Jesus. Every satanic shrine where they bow down to worship idols, we cause lightning to strike it right now and blow it off in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, they go there. They send out evil, destructive, demonic force at your people, at your church, at your leadership. We cancel it tonight. Let the fire of Almighty God come down and destroy that is released in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us safe and delivering us from those who go to the graveyard and dig up the bones of the dead. Hallelujah, tonight, to make charms, to destroy people's lives, destroy those who do astral projection in the name of Jesus at night. Oh, God, to send out attacks against your people. You said you suffer not a witch to live. May they die tonight by force. May they die tonight by fire as we come to pray tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivering us from every black magic and white magic spells that are being cast from the pit of hell, from those who light candles, those who operate to the crystal ball, palm readers tonight. Destroy their powers right now. Neutralize their powers right now. Ego shamando robosa. Deliver us from every evil plot and plan of the devil tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you tonight for delivering us from bloodthirsty demons, from wizards and warlocks, oh God, from high priests and priestess that's operating right now, even over this line. We thank you for delivering in the name of Jesus. You know how to deliver the godly from evil forces, Lord God, in this last hour. Thank you, Jesus, for setting your people free on tonight. You are the same God that delivered the children of Israel from the hands of Pharaoh. You opened the Red Sea, hallelujah, tonight. You opened the Red Sea that they may escape. You are the same God that delivered Daniel from the den of lions. You are still operating today. You are the same God that delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace. You have not changed. You will deliver us from every evil. You will deliver us from every bondage tonight. And Elgosha Banderobostata, every burden that has us weighed down, we destroy it right now. We release ourselves and our children from the spirit of Pharaoh that has us in bondage from moving forward in you and in the things of God, in the name of Jesus, that have been sent against our lives to destroy us. In the name of Jesus, we are delivered, saved, and set free from every attack in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. In Luke chapter 4 and 18, you said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because you had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and to recovering of sight to those that are blind. You will give, oh God, Jesus, you will give us the things that we need to be able to fight. Oh God, because you came to set us free from the bondage of captivity. You died that we may live, God, that we may have life and more abundantly in the name of Jesus. You can, God, you came to set at liberty those that are bruised, those that are battered in the body of Christ, those that are, God, going to mental illness. Oh God, their minds, they feel like they're flipping out, but you came to set their minds free by God receiving the crown of thorns in your head in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight in the mighty name of Jesus that the Spirit of the Lord is here tonight to anoint us afresh. If we would receive it, God is pouring it out now, a fresh anointing, fresh oil, fresh fire. Deliverance is here tonight. Hallelujah. Deliverance is on this line tonight. Let us reach up and grab it. Hallelujah tonight. He came here tonight. He called this time of fasting and prayer. And because God called this time, he is able to set us free. He has sent his word to heal us tonight. He sent healing tonight. He sent the brokenhearted to be bind up right now. In the name of Jesus, his deliverance is here. Hallelujah, God, for everyone that is in captivity to be free. Deliver those who are bound in the prison system, in jail houses, that are innocent tonight. In the name of Jesus, those that have been set up by wicked law enforcement officers, those that have been falsely accused, to go into the prison system and deliver them tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, mighty God, tonight. Those in rehabilitating centers trying to get free from drugs and alcohol, go into the rehabilitating centers and bring deliverance on tonight. Hallelujah, God. Those, oh my God, that are drug dealers and drug addicts trying to get free tonight, bring bring deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus. Deliver them from evil. There may be a remnant that is bound tonight out there in the world of sin. Deliver, deliver, deliver them from every evil tonight that has their mind, oh God, my God, going crazy. We thank you tonight for deliverance, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering us from those who send out, oh God, sabotage against us, to sabotage our ministries, to sabotage our marriages and our minds and our families and our health, to sabotage, oh God, our prosperity. Hallelujah, God, everything about us. The enemy is trying to sabotage us, but we got victory tonight through the power that is in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping us safe and bringing deliverance in our lives from every attack, from voodoo and hoodoos and vexes and hexes and spells that have been cast by the way of the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering us from the gift of sexual God dreams and sexual desires in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, hallelujah, tonight that come to give us the dreams, oh God, of demonic dreams and unnatural desires. We cancel it tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering us from seducing spirits and doctrines of devils tonight, lusting spirits, God, sexual immorality, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivering us from the spirit of Jezebel and Ahab tonight, from the spirit of Goliath, hallelujah, from the spirit, oh God, of Lilith and Diana tonight, in the name of Jesus, from Delilah that tried to kill Samson. We are delivered tonight in the name of Jesus, because spirits do not die. The person might die, but the spirit of that person is still alive. And so we need to be delivered. We need to be covered with the blood. We deliver us from every giant that is standing in our way. We are delivered right now to take the sword and cut off the head of Goliath tonight. And God, get the victory in the name of Jesus. We declare tonight that Jericho is a cursed place, and every wall erected to keep us from taking the spoil out of Jericho, we praise you tonight. Every wall that collapsed, every wall that has us stagnated and stuck from moving forward, got to move now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from roadblocks, stumbling blocks, hindrances, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from low self-esteem and rejection. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivering us from the spirit, oh God, that is sent to take advantage of small children. But this abortion, this spirit of abortion, we dismantle you tonight, killing innocent babies. You bloodthirsty demonic force, we cancel you tonight. We come up against every vampire spirit, oh God, tonight, that sucked the blood from people tonight, in the name of Jesus. Every cannibalism spirit, those who eat the flesh of humans, we bind you tonight in the name of Jesus. We come, oh God, against every evil that is in the earth. We release the blood of Jesus as a weapon of mass destruction against every demonic evil force that operates through God. Everything that is not like you, from the waters and the rivers and the ocean, hallelujah, God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We take authority tonight over every evil work and darkness that has been sent out against us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you gave us power and authority over all the powers of the enemy. You gave us power to destroy the yoke of bondage that has been weighing us as your people down. And so we come against every bondage tonight, and we command it to be broken and loose from off our lives. We command every chain, break every chain of bondage, break every chain tonight, dismantle every chain tonight of setback, dismantle every chain tonight that has our hands and feet tied, that's keeping us hostage. We command it to be broken tonight by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God, tonight for delivering us from every evil that operates, God, ah, my God, tonight, as the prince of the power of the air, that operates as spiritual wickedness in high places, that is operating as the rulers of the darkness of this world. In the name of Jesus, we come up against you tonight. Every evil, oh God, my God, tonight, that is being sent out right now as we send this prayer up nobody mad but the devil, because we have the victory tonight. And Satan, let me tell you something. You go, you have lost the battle over 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ went down in hell and took the keys of authority from you and gave it to the church. And we have the authority and the power in the name of Jesus to come up against every regional demonic assignment. We cancel you right now. Once again, we pull you down in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the release, oh God, over this line tonight to destroy the assignment of the devil that has us stagnated tonight. We declare no more stagnation to us. We declare, God, no more setback in our lives. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you, oh God, all the glory tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that you gave us the authority to destroy and to neutralize every stronghold that is being released against us in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, tonight. I separate tonight every witch and warlock that come together and hold hands, that they make a cycle, they make a circle. So God, break their circle tonight. Oh God, every imp and entity, everything that is not like you on high alert, that is God sending out evil in the earth. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. You say you're doing a quick work in our lives. Deliver us quickly from the forces of darkness and from the evil that is in the earth. In the name of Jesus, activate, God, your power against them. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Activate in your power in the church, God, to be able to do warfare, because our warfare is not carnal, it's not natural, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In the name of Jesus, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle not against each other, but we wrestle against demonic assignment that has been sent against us. In the name of Jesus, against our children and against our grandchildren, every evil that is activated against our faith, against our belief, against our trust, against our hope in you, we cancel it tonight in the name of Jesus. Every monitoring force that is pulled down, we pull it down, we pull it down, we pull down every monitoring demon right now. And that is monitoring this line, that is monitoring our lives, that is monitoring us through the night time when we are asleep. We pull it down right now in the name of Jesus. And I said they are destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah, God, they have come together because they know that unity is strength. I send the spirit of division against them in the name of Jesus. I thank you now for moving, God. We praise you, God, for deliverance from every affliction, every infirmity, every sickness, every disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for delivering us from depression and oppression and discouragement. We thank you for delivering us tonight from lack and poverty, God. We thank you for delivering us, oh God, from every setback, God, every failure and disappointment in our life. We thank you for delivering us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for we, God, need you like never before to deliver us. Thank you tonight, God, for delivering us from every mind battle tonight. We give you the glory, for you said in Luke chapter 1, from 68, you said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel tonight, God, for you have visited and redeemed your people. There is redemption taking place tonight in our lives. For you said you have visited us. We need a visitation from you. Lord, let there be visitation for your people that is on this line. Let us have an encounter with you, God, in the name of Jesus. For you have redeemed us and you have delivered us, God, from the deliverance from every parent of evil. In the name of Jesus, you spoke by the mouth of your holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies, God, come in one way and flee in seven different ways, and they would fall at our right hand. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the enemy fleeing in seven different ways and falling at our right hand. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, you send your word to reform us, oh God. Perform your words over our life, oh God. God, thank you for sending your mercy, God. Your promises are being, God, being manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah on tonight. You swear to our father Abraham that you would grant us deliverance out of the hand of our enemies and that we might serve you with fear, that we are delivered out of the hands of our enemies, that we might serve you with fear and trembling. We declare it tonight. We will serve you, God, in holiness. We will serve you in righteousness before you, God. Oh, God, our lives are before you, and we will do, oh, God, you good and not harm all the days of our lives. We will serve you for the rest of our lives. You said in your word in the book of Romans, chapter 11, hallelujah, that they should come out of Zion. The deliverer shall come out of Zion. And Jesus is that deliverer that has come out of Zion and shall turn away the ungodliness from Jacob. There are enemies for your sake that are coming up against your people. And so, God, the enemies that are coming up against us as your people, we come up against them tonight as one voice tonight, as one body tonight, as one man tonight. Hallelujah, God, as an army tonight. Hallelujah, God, we come up against everything tonight. Hallelujah, that is not of you, God, that has been sent to us in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight for victory. We thank you tonight for overcoming power. We thank you tonight for deliverance. Oh, God, be delivered out of all temptation. We are delivered from every evil tonight. Praise your Shandor of Ahosa, your mighty name, Jesus. We glorify you tonight. We thank you tonight that our lives will never be the same after these time of fasting and prayer. Our God, our walk with you will never be the same. Our minds will never be the same because you are bringing deliverance to this prayer every night. You're bringing deliverance, God, into our homes. Every night, God, you're bringing deliverance. Oh, God, in our workplaces, you are the deliverer of God, the deliverer of Israel. We thank you, Lord God, the praise your name on tonight. Thank you, Lord God, the God that gives Job a double for all of his trouble. We speak double in this atmosphere. Double, God, blessing. Double, overflow. Double, double, double for all the trouble, God. You will deliver us from all troubles. You deliver us from the hands of the wicked one. You deliver us from the fear of the enemy, the fear of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus, you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And so, God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we glorify you. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God on tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance. Thank you, Jesus, for breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus, for redemption. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your kindness. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you, Jesus, on tonight. I give you thanks on tonight. I give you praise for tonight for prayer changes things. Thank you, Lord God, that this prayer, God, is not going on deaf air, but this prayer, God, is going beyond the second heaven into the throne room of God, and you will manifest deliverance, and you will manifest our freedom from every God trap, from every snare of the enemy, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, mighty God, Yashata. Mighty God, be the most share of the cancer. We thank you for PNN tonight. In the name of Jesus, that you will continue to sanctify this PNN prayer line. Oh, God, Minister Bradley tonight. God bless you tonight. Oh, God, my God, bless her beyond her wildest imagination. Cover her with the blood of Jesus. Cover the PNN advisors with the blood of Jesus. The prayer warriors with the blood of Jesus that make this thing happen, that make this line happen. Cover them tonight. Cover, cover, cover. Cover with the blood of Jesus. Say them the blood of Jesus is against her. We pull down every activity that was sent to interrupt this line. The devil is a liar, and the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, on tonight. We praise you, we praise you. Everything that her dead ought to praise the Lord. Oh, praise him tonight in the Mashe Kandor of a host. I'm finished tonight, people of God, but I just feel a praise on the inside, and I've got to let it out. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've got a hallelujah down on the inside, and I've got to let it out. I've got a thank you, Jesus, on the inside, and I'm a shekhandar of a hosta, and I've got to let it out. I've got a glory on the bashando bosta, on globa kitoda baha. It's on the inside, something on the inside. Oh, working on the outside. Glory to God, the Holy Ghost is working on the inside to bring deliverance tonight. Deliverance, deliver, 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 Lord God, deliver, 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 Jesus, deliver the government, deliver God's verbal from corruption, deliver. Every nation deliver. Every nation deliver. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Deliver, churches deliver. Deliver, 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 deliver. Deliver from evil God. Evil God. Send your angels with flaming sword of fire to fight tonight against every evil. Every devil called angels of the Lord move with the sword of Almighty God. Oh, shout of a higher to deliver your people of the Mahurian city. Deliver Bakandore Kese. Deliver your Mahosha Babakanda. Deliver this is deliverance night. Deliver become the Yosha. Deliver from evil Mahosha. Deliver to become the sickness and disease got to go. Tonight, tonight, oh God, none will be ocean about. None will be poverty got to go. Love got to go. None will go sender. I declare it now. I declare it and you shall bring it to pass. You shall establish it. Oh, Holy Ghost fire tonight. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, God. Amen, Jesus. Amen tonight, God. Hallelujah, God is shaking here. I present this land back in the hand of Evangelist Bradley tonight.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory to God. Come on and let's give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift your voices and give him praise on tonight. Glory to God for all that he's done. Come on and give him praise. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise. Amen. Let's get in a mindset. Let's get in a mindset to give God praise. Glory to God. After the prayer, after the prayer, after the prayer, after all God has done, glory to God. Come on and lift your voices. Come on and take your phones off of mute on tonight. And let's give God a righteous praise. Come on and lift those voices on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Come on and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Come on and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. For the Lord has come to deliver us on tonight. Come on and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. What he's done on tonight. If you have believed, glory to God. Any deliverance on tonight, you ought to lift them on tonight. You ought to come tonight and you ought to give God a praise. Give him a praise for what he's done. Give him a praise for what he's already done. Come on and give him hey. Yeah, glory to God. Glorify the Lord on the night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord has set you free on the night. If you believe, if you receive on tonight, come on and bless the name of the Lord. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Come on and thank him tonight. Come on and thank him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. yes, God. 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 You can give him a better praise than that. You can give him a better praise than that. You can give God a better praise than that. He's done great things on the night. He has delivered you from the hand of the enemy. He has delivered you from the plan of the enemy. He has delivered your families. He has turned situations around. He has broken the bands of the wicked. Glory to God that you cannot see. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I praise you. Praise you. Oh, God, I praise you. I praise you. Oh, God, I praise you.
Magnify you, Lord. Our soul magnify you.
Oh, glory to God. Yeah, glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for breaking the bands of the wicked. Thank you for breaking the bands of the wicked. Thank you for breaking the bands of the wicked. Thank you for giving unto us victory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for causing us to triumph, oh God. We thank you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to you, oh God. Thank you for your blood. 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 Oh God, thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Oh God, thank you for your blood. 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 Thank you for your bl Oh, God, it's not by our might. Father, no, it's by our power, Father, but by your spirit, by your spirit, by your spirit, oh, God, by your spirit, by your spirit. Oh, God, and we give you thanks. Oh, Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you glory. Father, I give you majesty. Oh, God, all power is due unto you. All power, oh, glory to God. All power is unto you. All power is unto you. Glory to God. And I give you thanks. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for giving us hind feet to walk in high places. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for elevation, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, for breathing upon us. Thank you. Yes, God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for thine be the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God, our Father. Thank you. Oh, glory to you, Abba. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. We give God praise. Hallelujah. For his great deliverance on tonight. Glory to God. I don't know about you people of God, but I feel delivered on tonight. I feel delivered on tonight. I feel that the Lord has shifted us on tonight. I know that the Lord has shifted us on tonight. I know that the Lord has shifted us on tonight, glory to God, and we can look for it, amen. We can look for Glory to God. Hallelujah. New things happening. We can look, glory to God, for a new way, a new direction. We can look for, glory be to God, those doors being opened unto us that the enemy shut. Glory to God, because we have been delivered on tonight. We have been delivered from closed doors on tonight. Hey! Yes, God, thank you. We have been delivered tonight, glory to God, from closed doors and closed opportunities. We have been delivered on tonight, glory to God, and we give God. Yes, God, we thank you. Oh, yes. Hey, God, hallelujah. We have been delivered on tonight. Hallelujah. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory to God. We give God glory on tonight. Hallelujah. People of God, we bless them. Oh, my God, for all that God has done. We bless God on tonight. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him on tonight. Glory be to God for deliverance from evil. Amen. Glory to God, our prayer point for today. And we thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, as we get these scriptures, amen, we marinate in them, we marinate, we pray, we hold them up before the Lord, amen, we go throughout the earth in all situations and circumstances, amen, praying those prayer points, glory be to God, and tomorrow night, people of God, point will be Christian oneness. Our prayer point will be Christian oneness. That's what we're praying for on tomorrow. Christian oneness, people of God. Amen. Unity. 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 Amen. We're praying for unity. Amen. Glory to God in the body of Christ. Glory to God in the scriptures tomorrow. Glory to God at some point, sometime, people of God. Amen, Jesus, throughout the day. Go and look and let your eyes rest upon these scriptures. Let your eyes rest upon, read these scriptures, amen, so you can get it in your spirit, glory to God. And so tomorrow night, the scriptures, the scriptures will be John 17, 21 through 23, John 17, verses 21 through 23. Ephesians, the first chapter, the ninth verse, and the tenth verse. Again, that's Ephesians, the first chapter, the ninth verse, and the tenth verse. Glory to God. As well, we will be reading, marinating, amen, getting in our spirits, Acts, the 17th chapter, 26 through 28. That's Acts, the 17th chapter, 26 through 28. And our last scripture, people of God, that we will be marinating on, amen, for tomorrow's time of prayer and intercession will be Mark, the 3rd chapter. Mark, the 3rd chapter. 24 through 27. Mark the 3rd chapter, 24 through 27. Amen. Those are our scriptures. Our prayer point tomorrow is, again, Christian oneness, Christian unity. Amen, Jesus. We are better together, people of God. We are so much better together. Amen. But we're going to be praying for unity. We're going to be praying for unity in the body of Christ. Unity all over. Amen, Jesus. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We will be praying. Amen. With Pastor. Glory to God. Amen. We'll be praying. Glory be to God. Amen. For with the saints. Glory to God. Right along with the saints. The all saints 40-day fast of intercession. Now, listen, we're praying for 40 days right along with this fast of intercession. But, people of God, if you desire, amen, to consecrate with us, if you desire to fast with us, people of God, listen, from the 13th through the 19th, amen, we'll be eating fruit or garden salads at 6 a.m. And then at 12 noon, we'll have meals. And at 6 p.m., we'll have meals. No meats except seafood with your meals, okay? No meats except seafood with your meals, amen? No chicken, no turkey, no. Only seafood, amen, or fish with your meals. Now, if you're allergic to seafood and you just cannot eat seafood, amen, glory to God. But we want you to be honest about it. Those of you that are going in with us, amen, Jesus, for God sees all things. If you are allergic to seafood, listen, people of God, you are permitted to, amen, eat turkey, amen, only turkey, amen, because the whole premise is to get all of the blood, amen. There's no blood during this time in our bodies. We're not ingesting any blood. We're not eating any beef. We're not eating any chicken. We're not eating any goat. We're not eating any pork. None of that. No. Only seafood with your meals at 12 noon and 6 p.m. Amen. So if you desire to fast with us, people of God, you can. Glory be to God. Amen. You can. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, I guarantee you, you will be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Again, as we forestated, go ahead and make your list so that even as we're praying and interceding and praying prayer points for other areas, people of God, your list. Amen. God sees your list. He sees your list. And he wants to move upon your list, those petitions, those prayers that you have in your heart. Write them down, people of God. Put them, bring them out. Amen. As we begin to pray and intercede, bring them out. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And this here too, Lord. And this right here. Amen. Glory be to God. But we bless God tonight. We thank him. We thank him, amen, for the woman of God on tonight. People of God, listen. Even as the prayer be going forth, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Although the lines are closed, we want you, people of God, as the prayer is going forth, amen, I agree. Yes, just agree. Amen. Just come into agreement with what is being said. Amen. Speak it out of your mouth and declare it and decree it. Amen. Father, I agree in your precious name, Jesus. I agree. I touch and agree. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. That means amen is forever settled. You agree with it. Uh-huh. Glory to God. So even as the prayer is going forward, even though the lines are closed, people of God, we want you to bring your spirit into agreement. For the scripture does declare one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. And there's so many more people on this line than two people. My God, can you imagine if we were to come into unity? Glory to God, if we were to come into agreement and we were to really come into unity with what's being said, can you not see what God will do? Amen. Glory to God. So this is what we're endeavoring to do. Amen. Come all the way in into agreement. Woman of God, we bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you for availing yourself. Amen. In the prayer and petition of the people. Glory be to God. I tell you, I wanted to come off the mute tonight. Amen, Jesus. I just wanted to come off the mute tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we bless God on tonight for all he's done. I tell you, I totally agree, amen, with everything. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. People of God, we thank you for hanging in there with us. Amen. We do realize it's a weak night, but people of God, amen, Jesus, we just believe God. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, woman of God, we're going to turn the line back over to you, glory to God, for the dismissal. Amen. The sealing and for the dismissal. People of God, come on back and be with us on tomorrow night. Glory be to God. Come on and be with us again. Hallelujah. On tomorrow night. Come on, people of God, and be with us again on tomorrow night. Bring somebody, tell somebody, amen, about what the Lord is doing. Amen. Glory be to God. Tomorrow night it is. And we look to see you here in Jesus' name. Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus tonight. I just want to share with you just a little bit of this before we leave. We have to understand that the body of Christ is being defeated, and many things are being defeated because they are not being taught to do. A lot of people don't know how to do warfare prayers, and the Bible says you got to learn how to do warfare prayers. And so we have a lot of people in churches with prosperity and blessings and messages that are being defeated. And so God wants us to wake up right now because the demonic attack is fierce, is in high alert, and they're on assignment. They're all relenting. They're not stopping. And so God wants us to come up higher in our prayer life. And like we've never even thought about before. And so, and because of a lack of ignorance and knowledge, people also are being defeated because they're not in the right atmosphere, under the right leadership that can really help and teach them what they need to do. And so a lot of people, they feel like their lives are going around in a circle and things keep happening over and over again. And so God is doing something new, like the evangelist said. There's something new, even. There's a new one, a new fresh anointing that God is pouring out upon us. We just have to make ourselves available to receive it and to get what God is now pouring out in the earth. And so let us be encouraged tonight and keep pressing on, keep pushing, keep growing in God. And I know tonight, as we pray, I know that chains have been broken. I know that God has moved power by his might tonight. I know that there has been a shift in the atmosphere. And like the evangelist is saying, if you open up yourself to receive it, then the prayer is going on. Because you're touching and agreeing with the prayer, not with the person, but with the prayer, with what God is saying, then God has to move. We can't, he said, touch the people. We cannot touch, but we are standing in agreement. And there are multitude of people. And so if all of us come on one accord to touch and agree, then something must happen. Chains must be broken. Burdens must be, then healings to take place. There should be testimonies coming forth because we're standing in agreement. And so tonight, I praise God for every one of you that took the time out to listen, to be a part of this prayer and part of this PNN prayer line. Bless God for you tonight. I declare tonight that we are covered with the blood of Jesus and no weapon formed against us as we sleep tonight. I come against every backlash and spirit of retaliation that will come against any one of us tonight in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment tonight in the name of Jesus. We neutralize any power that will seek to come up against us. We are covered after this prayer, and I believe with all my heart that God is doing something new. I believe that we as the people of God are going to see God do great things. He's an open door that seems to be closed because of our faithfulness in coming every night to hear the prayer, to take part of the prayer. And so as we leave this line, but not the presence of Almighty God, we go away telling God, thank you for delivering us from every appearance of evil, delivering us from everything that is not like him. And we thank God for Evangelist Bradley tonight and everyone, the PNN advisors and prayer warriors and all of my father's children tonight. Shine the mess in your presence. May you go before us. May you cover us with your shed blood. And God, send your angels to watch over us tonight to keep us safe from dangers seen and unseen, from accidents and incidents in Jesus' mighty name. Those who are on the streets right now driving because we are in different time zones, God, cover them and protect them in the name of Jesus. But shall we come again on tomorrow night? God bless your people in Jesus' name. Have a blessed night.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you again, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. Remember to bring someone. Tell somebody about the prayer for 40 days. Invite them to come and be with us. In the precious name of Jesus, God bless you. We do love you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.